So look at the picture. Look at the picture. Oh, there it is. And hear this text again, this time as I read to you from the Common English Version of the Bible. A shoot will grow up from the stump of Jesse. A branch will sprout from its roots. The Lord's Spirit will rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of planning and strength, a spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He will delight in fearing the Lord. He won't judge by appearances, nor decide by heresy. He will judge the needy with righteousness and decide with equity for those who suffer in the land. He will strike the violent with the rod of his mouth. By the breath of his lips, he will kill the wicked. Righteousness will be the belt around his hips and faithfulness the belt around his waist. The wolf will lie with the lamb, will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion will feed together, and a little child will lead them. The cow and the bear will graze. The young will lie down together. The lion will eat straw like an ox. A nursing child will play over the snake's hole. Toddlers will reach right over the serpent's den. They won't hurt or destroy anywhere on my holy mountain. The earth will surely be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, just as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a signal to the peoples. The nation will seek him out, and his dwelling will be glorious. So what do we hear today from this picture of the peaceable kingdom? What does it mean for us in the world in which we live? What hope and peace can we find out of it? Well, let's look at Isaiah, remembering that Isaiah is written by many different writers. And Isaiah is written in a time where many of the people were still in exile. They were in probably some of the darkest times of their lives. And then we have this prophet, this God speaker saying, all's going to be well. The lion and the lamb are going to lie together, and it's going to be this wonderful, peaceful, peace-filled place to live. The prophet was giving peace and hope to a people that were so in such a hard and dark place. And the promise was this: reconciliation and restoration will be for all God's people, all of creation. Restoration and reconciliation will be for every animal, plant, person that lived on this earth. But the text starts out with this stump. Think about a stump. We have stumps in our yard. Stumps don't appear to have any growth in them, but sometimes they do. And the stump, the shoot of Jesse, will come out of the stump. So let's kind of look at that. You see, in the world that Isaiah lived and in the world that we live, sometimes the world is so dark. This past week when at Ohio State, we heard on the news that there was an active shooter. Something that we didn't even think would ever happen. A dark world, a dark place. And then in Gatlinburg, we hear about the fire that destroyed this resort area. And then we hear about Standing Rock, where water canyons are shot at people that are standing up for their land, their burials. It's a dark place that we live at times. And then we hear about the people that were killed because they were shot in a place where they were hearing music. And we hear in Columbus, even last night, that three people were shot. We live in a world that is dark and feels like the stump is just not growing. But think about the promise. The promise is this: there will be a shoot that will come from the stump of Jesse. The lion and the lamb will live together. And all my holy mountain. So let's see if we can find some of those shoots that are coming out of the ground of Jesse. We have this plant at home. I don't know what kind it is. It goes up and it falls down. And we put it outside and the deer liked it, of course. The squirrels liked it too. They began to eat some of the bark on it. And I don't, like I said, it goes up and it has all these, But the really neat thing about this, as we brought it inside, there are three new growths coming out of the ground of the stump of this plant. Then I think about when AJ was really little. We lived in Wisconsin, and on the side of our house in Wisconsin, there was a pussy willow plant. Remember? There was a pussy willow plant, and this pussy willow plant, by the time we left, was growing so big. We went back to visit, and AJ was, I don't know, probably 8 or 9 at the time. He said, well, can we bring that home? So we brought just a twig of this pussy willow and planted it in the garden in North Lima. That pussy willow is a tree now. Well, that's a bush, but it's huge. A stump, a shoot that grows out when it's taken care of. Then there's the willow tree. We had a family in North Lima that they had a pond, and around this pond were many willow trees. And I kind of admired them, and AJ kind of admired them one day when he was visiting with me. And so Dave was an older gentleman and a big guy. And he couldn't move around real well because he'd had some issues with health. But he went outside, went to that pond, and took something that I didn't think would ever grow and gave it to us, and we planted it by the creek. That tree is growing. It has the willows that are starting to come down. Or what about this story about the veterans who are going to stand with the Native Americans in Standing Rock to help protect them? Whether we agree or disagree with what is going on, there are people that are standing there to protect others. The shoot of Jesse is beginning to come out. Or I was invited to go to Standing Rock, but it was about the same time that Dale Graham died, and so I needed to be here. And so Janine Wilson, who's our association minister, who had asked me to go with her, took a video. She sent that to me this week. And it was the shoots of Jesse are starting to come out of the stump. In Pilgrim Hills and Templed Hills, there are these lines of pine trees. Now, when those pine trees came, they were a stick. It looked like a twig. And those pine trees have grown to offer shade. Or do you remember, I do, when I was like in first grade, you brought home from school that it looked like it was never going to grow, but that stick that came, my parents planted Cindy and Pam and mine. And in that house at Tiffin, when I drive past, I see those pine trees offering shade to the area. Or how about the lights in the darkness here at Christmas time? They're a light in the darkness. They bring hope and peace to us. They bring joy. You see, today we relit the candle of hope and we lit the candle of peace. In this world in which we live, where it feels so dark, there are many shoots of Jesse that are starting to come out and bloom and grow. We just have to look. You see, hope emerges as a tiny, tiny tendril in unexpected places. This is our hope. Look, the lion and the lamb together. Look for signs of Jesse's shoot coming out of the stumps. Because you see, when we see those, the choices that we can make to find that hope in our lives, offer us and help us to offer peace in a world that feels so dark. So think about the peaceable kingdom. Think about how the cow and the lion are there together and the children are playing. There is hope. There is peace in our world. So this second Sunday of Advent, let your hope, your tiny tendril of a limb come out of the shoot, out of the stump that feels so overwhelmingly dark. Find that hope that shoots up and grows within us and within others. Thanks be to God that we do have this hope, this peace to live by. Amen.